took it away.
The age of sleep is over. The fourth turning is here, and nothing will stop this revolution. If I was the establishment, I'd get with the program and get back to being pro-human. Where evil is always there, but it's a neglected, controlled, suppressed thing, not put in the driver's seat. Roger Avery got interrupted when his Zoom cut out earlier. He was trying to get into predictive programming, why the movie Civil War made him so mad. But Stacey's joining us in 5 minutes. Let's do that then. We're finishing up a point about waking up to the Satanism. Please continue.
Well, I mentioned the Ridley Scott movie,
yes.
The Last Duel. It's my favorite film of his recently.
Oh, I love that movie from three different perspectives.
Script. It's a Rashomon story, which is like the Kurosawa film Rashomon, where the same event is told from different perspectives.
That is his best film. Not Alien. That movie. I watched that movie like 8 times.
I think that movie is this century. It's one of the best films of the century. And I think he kind of goes astray. I have not liked a lot of his movies. And I was going through and rewatching a bunch of his films. And I was not liking Napoleon, and I was not liking Exodus. And then, all these movies I just wasn't connecting with. And then I had avoided The Last Duel, mostly because I thought it was just going to be this sort of joke. And I love this time period. So I finally put it on, and I was blown away by it. Okay, so it's the movie's
written by Matt Cain. And the best part is it's a true story. The best part is it's true.
It's based on a book, and it's written by Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. And no matter what you think about those guys, they're smart guys.
Am I wrong, though? Isn't it based on a real story?
Yeah. Well, I think it's based on the last duel that was ever allowed within the feudal system in England at the time. But it's dramatized, of course. And okay, so I'm watching the movie, and I had kind of stayed away from it because I saw Ben Affleck with the blonde hair and it looked like a joke. But then when I finally saw the movie's written by Ben and Matt, and they wrote it together, and inside of it is an understanding of how Hollywood works. And Hollywood, because it hasn't changed, Hollywood, like the court in The Last Duel, if you're not part of the orgy, you're not on the inside. It doesn't matter how true and noble you are as a soldier. It doesn't matter how pure you are. It doesn't matter how well you fight, even against unsurmountable odds. Like, because Matt Damon's character, who I really identified with, he at one point goes off to fight a war, and they lose miserably. But it's not his fault necessarily. He is trying. He charges when nobody else will. He's a good leader, and he really believes in it. But he's kind of he doesn't play the court thing very well. He's not fun. He's got a wife.
He won't be fake. Truly, he won't be fake. And it's almost like not as good as this, but Ford versus Ferrari, another true story where the best driver is told to lose.
Yeah, exactly. And so basically what they're saying is if you're not part of that orgy, if you're not like there with the prince or the king or whatever, sharing, sex and entangling with each other, on a bed, you're out. It doesn't matter who you are, how good you are. You're on the outside.
Exactly. And defeating enemies for France doesn't matter if you don't have an orgy.
Yeah, they're talking about power, and they're talking about what it really means to be in power. And it doesn't matter how true and noble he is, they take his land from him and they give it to the other guy. And it doesn't matter how good of a friend he is, because as I was watching it, I was thinking,
and then they take his wife.
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking kind of like Adam Driver,
but that's a repeat. That's a repeat of Rollerball.
Oh, I love Rollerball. The Norman Jewison Rollerball, not so much
the old one, James Caan, where he's the top guy in the world, most popular, but the executive wants his wife, so he has to give him to her.
Yeah, and also he believes in the game, like just the way that I believe in film and movies as a kind of
stay right there. We got to join stage. Let's talk about it. They want to steal our essence. They want to steal our art. They want to make us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, they want to steal your voice, is what they want to steal.
And with me, I learned they don't just censor you; they then misrepresent you. Once you're silenced, they create a counterfeit, and that is the worst part of it.
Yeah.
They create an avatar of you that's not you. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.